Inspectors general can be effective agency watchdogs and a wealth of information during a secretarial or presidential transition. But many IGs say they face obstacles from within their own agencies to letting them do their jobs. The Association of Government Accountants finds recruitment, retention, and resources are the challenges for the IGs and their offices. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, there's a new report from AGA. What are their chief findings?
This is the fourth report of its kind. It surveyed IGs and employees in IG offices to get an idea of the challenges that they face as they work on their mission of agency and government oversight. And one of the biggest hurdles is hiring and retention. According to the report, as of this August, 11 of the 36 presidentially appointed and Senate-confirmed IG positions were either empty or filled by an acting inspector general.
Yeah, this has been a perennial problem.
Yes, and this can cause a breakdown in, you know, employee morale and in long-term planning.
And also a breakdown in the quality of work coming out of the office.
Right. And
I'm sure the staff wouldn't say that, but anyhow.
Yeah. About 85% of respondents said that uncertainty of the confirmation process also like hurts the whole hiring effort, because you have people who go, well, maybe I would do this job. Well, I'm going to have to sit around and wait for this appointment. And so not only are the inspector general positions unfilled, but their offices are also a little bit empty, especially when it comes to a skilled workforce. The report suggested that IG offices should get a little bit more wiggle room to hire people based on how the auditing job has changed. Here's Ann Eberts. She's the AGA chief executive officer.
They're not just looking for your typical 500 series accountant or auditor, looking for people with IT, information technology skill sets, analytical skills, you know, really using tools to mine the data to look for potential fraudulent activity. I think there's so much more that they need, and understanding the job series that they're allowed to hire in. There have been some agencies that have been pretty creative, looking at management analyst type roles instead of just looking at the auditor and an accounting role.
That was Ann Eberts. She's the AGA CEO. Now, David Zavada, the survey director and a partner with Carney & Company, said the traditional auditing skill set isn't what's really needed anymore, or at least not the focus. It's more on communication-based analytical skills. So it's getting out the message, but also being able to communicate those recommendations and following up to make sure they're implemented in an agency. The report also found that IG offices think the hiring process is slow.
Join the crowd there.
Right. That's what we hear from every agency. By the time you find the right candidate and get them through all the hoops, they've been taken by the private sector.
This seems to be the season for surveying different functions. There are two surveys out on CIOs, one from the Professional Services Council, one from Federal News Radio right now, and now here we have one for IGs. What are some of the other big findings from this IG survey?
Well, about half of the respondents said they were comfortable with their ability, with their office's ability to identify and address cybersecurity issues, which means the other 50% are not so sure about it. Here's Zavada.
Information security came up last year as a focus area, and this year as well. And the question that we asked there is, if you had additional resources, where would you spend it? And last year and this year, they said information security.
He said IGs are also focused on how they're helping to oversee the implementation of the Data Act, and that's set for full rollout in May of 2017. IG offices have to give a series of congressional reports over the next few years on how agency standardization of federal spending is going.
And by the way, the CIO surveys also show they put cybersecurity at the top of their list of concerns, too, from a different angle maybe than IGs, but maybe they should talk to each other.
The report also says that IGs can play an important part in the transition, which is on everybody's mind as well. Ann Eberts said that IGs need to be a resource for new people coming into town and, you know, offer institutional knowledge, that kind of thing. And looking ahead, the IG community is also pushing for legislation that would give IGs more authority when it comes to their oversight job. There's a bill that's in the Senate called the Inspector General Empowerment Act. Here's Zavada.
It's I think it's important to reassure IGs and to really refresh their authority in some areas. And I mean, it's been since 1978 since the IG Act itself passed, and I think that it's this would provide an added emphasis on the role of the IG and clarify some specific things related to their access to information, their subpoena power, and also introduces some data sharing authorities. And it also studies, it requires GAO to study the IG vacancy issue.
That was David Zavada, a partner with Carney & Company, and also the survey director behind this AGA IG survey.
And so lots of issues for inspectors general, like every function.
Right, especially going into the changeover in administration. We're looking at more money, more authority, and how to get good people in.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.